The UNC Chapel Hill Board of Trustees held a public hearing yesterday to gather opinions on the Silent Sam statue. That's the Confederate monument sitting near the entrance to the UNC campus. A steady stream of people spoke out in favor of removing Silent Sam, but a handful of speakers asked that it be left where it is, revealing a sharp division in how the university community views its Confederate past. Lisa Phillip has the story.
Halfway through the board's public comment session, Chairman Haywood Cochran looked around the room for the next speaker. Eunice Brock began walking slowly up to the podium. She had at least half a century on the students who had spoken before her.
In my younger years, I marched and stood on Franklin Street for civil rights, along with protesting against the Civil War. I had my time in court.
Brock said she is an alumnus of UNC and has lived in Chapel Hill for more than 60 years.
To the students and others, I applaud your opposition to racism. But I am against the removal of Silent Sam because I do not believe it expresses racism.
Brock said the statue is a true veterans monument to honor those UNC alumni who died in the Civil War.
It represents a part of history, which is both good and bad. It cannot be erased.
James Ward is also a graduate of the university, and he too said the statue should remain in place.
Most of us look at the statue today and see a memorial to our ancestors, our blood kin, who died in a devastating war. Most of those people went to war reluctantly because their state had called them to fight off an invasion of the South, and they answered the call of duty.
But many of the speakers Wednesday calling for the removal of Silent Sam contested this narrative.
To believe that Silent Sam is heritage rather than hate requires one to ignore the statements of prominent Confederates at the time.
Thomas Hardy introduced himself to the trustees as a proud UNC alum and 11th generation North Carolinian. He said many of his ancestors were slave owners.
Now, these members of my family that owned slaves were surely men of their particular time in history. Maybe they were nice to their kids, didn't kick their dogs, and maybe they went to church on Sunday. But whatever it was about them that made them think it was okay to buy, own, and sell other human beings, I can only call evil.
Hardy said the Confederates were irritated about a lot of things, but he said they were most irritated by threats to slavery.
So those who wish as individuals to fly the battle flag or build private Confederate monuments are free to do so. That's why we have the First Amendment. But they should not be surprised when many of us react with horror at their glorification of the most loathsome chapter of our history.
O.J. McGee is chair of the Carolina Black Caucus, which advocates on behalf of African American staff at UNC. He said there's nothing silent about Silent Sam.
It was erected purposefully to remind all who walked in its shadow that no matter our advancements as a people, we would always be viewed as not equal and unwelcome.
McGee said he recognizes differences in opinion on noble causes of the past.
But we should all agree that the pain of someone's oppression should have never been placed on a pedestal to be celebrated.
UNC Chancellor Carol Folt has said she would remove Silent Sam if she had the authority to do so. State legislators passed a law in 2015 requiring their approval to remove monuments from state property. University officials could petition the state's historical commission to remove Silent Sam, but they have yet to do so. Lisa Phillip, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.